Hey, welcome to the Kim Komando Show, and thanks for being a Komando community member. Here's hour one for the weekend of May 1st, 2021.
Boy, it seems like wherever you turn, somebody's talking about cryptocurrency, right? And then, much like anything else in life, cryptocurrency has its own terms. So if you hear somebody say, going to the moon in regards to cryptocurrency, it means that the price of a particular coin is just rising off the charts. Now, a coin can also be described as mooning. Not that. It means that the price has hit its peak. And you may come also across the phrase Lambo. Lambo is insider speak for when you will get rich from cryptocurrency, which is Lambo, short for Lamborghini, of course. So Facebook, I don't know if you know about this, but back in November, they said that they were going to be launching their own cryptocurrency next year. It's called Libra. I don't know if I like the name Libra. I mean, what does that really mean? They totally missed an opportunity, didn't they? They could call their cryptocurrency Zuckbucks. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, just an example of the fun that we have here week after week as we talk about living the best digital life ever. We talk about making money online, saving money, the gadgets, the gizmos, what's left of your security and privacy. Hardly anything anymore. Because after all, it's the Kim Komando Show. You can find us on 420 top radio stations throughout the United States, streaming in your favorite radio app, or it's available as a podcast over at getkim.com. And also you can hear us on the American Forces Network Radio that serves more than 375,000 American servicemen and women in 175 countries and 200 ships at sea. And it's called the Kim Komando Show because after all, I'm America's beloved digital goddess, Kim Komando, here with you once again. Hey, listen, I'm sure you have at least a few questions about something digital I can lend a hand to. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. And I trust T-Mobile's network to keep me covered, and you should too. Their advanced network now goes farther than ever before. Check out the coverage in your area at T-Mobile.com/coverage. That's T-Mobile.com/coverage. And I'd also like to thank Epson for being a proud sponsor of the Kim Komando Show, because let me tell you, their printers are amazing. You can kiss expensive cartridges goodbye. The Epson EcoTank makes it easy. So make the switch today. Add EcoTank to your online shopping list so you can just fill and chill. Epson EcoTank printers are available at Best Buy, Office Depot, Staples, and at this special address, epson.com/EcoTankKim. That's epson.com/EcoTankKim. All right, let's get this party started with five things that you need to know about tech that's happening right now. And you may have heard that there's this worldwide shortage of semiconductors, or the computer chips that are part of so many different products that we use every day. Now, they say that the shortage is a direct result of the pandemic, because, of course, the pandemic crippled economies that shook up supply chains. And also, you have to remember that many of these chips are manufactured in China. But here's a fun fact about automobiles. Today's cars have between 50 and 150 chips that power everything in the car, from infotainment, the black boxes, other systems. And now the car makers are hurting, which means that if you have a used car, dealers are paying top dollar for them, especially if you have any type of Ford trucks, the 250 or the GMC trucks. But anyway, the chip shortage is hitting hard, of course, with smartphones, computers, video game consoles. It's still tough to find a PlayStation 5, and that was released last November. But the shortage could also make it more difficult for you to buy kitchen appliances that rely on computer chips, refrigerators, washers, dryers, microwaves. And if, even if you're thinking about replacing your toaster, now's the time. I know, you probably thought, how can there be a chip in my toaster? Well, if you have a bagel sensor in your toaster, there's probably a chip on the inside. And, you know, it could be that the electrical and computer engineers have been just snacking too much, and that's why there's a shortage, because they eat microchips. All right, number two, social media spying. Who's doing what? Yes, anything that you put on social media, you know this. You see it, your family does, potential employers, scammers try to take advantage of you. Law enforcement, government agencies, you know that the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, and I've obviously the IRS has taken a peek. But guess who else has been creeping around Americans' social media profiles? The U.S. Postal Service. What? That's right. The chief inspector confirmed to lawmakers that the USPS spies on social media posts as part of something that they call the Internet Covert Operations Program. Not so covert anymore. Well, apparently they're tasked with tracking inflammatory posts on Facebook and Twitter and Parler from right-wing protest groups, and then they report those threats to law enforcement. Now, the chief postal inspector didn't say how long it's been going on or how much it's been costing, and didn't address why it's the Postal Service conducting this type of surveillance in the first place. One member of Congress told the Daily Mail that the inspector was widely unprepared for this briefing. Talk about pushing the envelope. Number three, blue lights don't necessarily translate into good nights. What? Yes, for years we've been hearing that some sort of our sleeping troubles could be the result of this light that's put off by our digital devices, our smartphones that we use all the way up to bedtime. Specifically, gadgets have this blue light that's been blamed on suppressing the release of the sleep hormone melatonin. So tech companies tried introducing new features like Apple did about 5 years ago or so. So you have on your iOS device, you have something called Night Shift. And what it does, it shifts the display away from the blue hues to warmer colors, so that's the way the melatonin will kick in. Well, is that really the case? Not according to a new study from Brigham Young University. These scientists conducted a study looking at the sleep outcomes of 170 adults, some with night shift enabled, others not. What they found, no real difference, regardless of your exposure to blue light or not. So scientists are saying maybe there are other reasons why people aren't sleeping well at night. Maybe they're on their devices. Maybe they're doom scrolling, perhaps. Maybe we should all just try to stick to lighter topics at night. Number four was astounding to me, and that's why I really wanted to pass it along to you. If you've been on the internet for any point of time, say in the last 15 years, you may have seen probably one of the most shared memes ever. It's Disaster Girl. It's a meme of a little girl looking at the camera with like this guilty smile as a house is burning down in the background. Well, here's the backstory. Her name is Zoe Roth, and the photo was taken by her father back in 2005 in front of a controlled burn that was put together by the firefighters. She didn't start the fire, but it took no time at all for that photo to go viral because, well, it kind of looked like she did set the fire, and she's been photoshopped in front of all kinds of other disasters, which brings us to 2021. Okay, so Zoe Roth is now a 21-year-old college student, and she was contacted by someone who suggested that she sell the original photo of her as a non-fungible token. NFTs have been all the rage lately. So she did. Just a few days ago, the Disaster Girl NFT sold at auction. Are you ready for this? $500,000. Wow. She said she's so happy with the result. She said, it's a meme come true. Okay, that one was good. You gotta admit. All right, finally, number five, what's going on with the internet? Stories don't get much more Canadian than this one. Last weekend, about 900 residents of a small town in Canada completely lost internet and cell service. They started looking around going, what the heck's going on? The crews were sent out to restore service. They came across a dam nearby along with the suspects of the outage. Beavers. That's right. The beavers dug underground alongside the creek near their dam and managed to chew through a fiber optic cable, even though it was protected by a conduit nearly 5 inches thick. Then they chewed through the fiber in various locations, apparently trying to collect the material as they were building their lodge. And it wasn't easy to repair either. Freezing weather conditions made some of the areas inaccessible, but the crews pushed through. Internet and cell service was finally restored. It took them almost 2 days. Now, area beavers have denied involvement in the outage, but you gotta admit, I'll tell you, the evidence was really damning. All right, have you ever browsed the internet in incognito mode? Well, incognito mode, like the Chrome browser itself, you know, is a Google product, and Google has made its fortune by tracking your movements online. There's even a $5 billion class action lawsuit against the company in California where it's accused of secretly collecting user data. Now, Google's defense, this is actually what they said, incognito does not mean invisible. All right, so how do you make yourself as invisible as possible online? You want to use a VPN, and you want to use the one that I use, trust, and recommend, ExpressVPN. Now, one of the data points data brokers buy and sell is your IP address, which uniquely identifies you and your location. But with ExpressVPN, your connection gets rerouted through an encrypted server, and your IP address is totally masked. That makes it harder for third parties to identify you and harvest your data. And best of all, I have to tell you, ExpressVPN is super easy to use. All you have to do, literally, all you have to do is tap one button and you are instantly protected. So secure yourself with the number one rated VPN. Visit expressvpn.com/Kim, very special address there, because you're gonna get 3 extra months for free. That's expressvpn.com/Kim, expressvpn.com/Kim. Hey, coming up in just a few moments, I'm going to tell you how you can hop online and get a copy of a loved one's military records. And then also in our digital life hack this week, we have 5 new Google changes that you need to watch out for. And of course, we have all of your fantastic phone calls here on this coast-to-coast broadcast of the Kim Komando Show. Hey, just a quick reminder, if you're listening to the show, gets interrupted for whatever the reason, or if you want to hear certain parts again, just head over to getkim.com, and that's where you can get the entire show as a podcast, commercial free, by the way. And if you ever have any questions that you'd like me to answer here on the show, you can always certainly call our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line, but you can also drop me an email. And the easy way to do that is just head over to the website, komando.com, of course, with a K. And then at the bottom of the page, it says contact us. Just fill out that form and send me your note. And I do read every single email that gets sent. And how about we start this hour with Nancy in beautiful Houston, Texas. Hi there, Nancy.
Yes. Yes. Hello, Kim.
Hi.
And yes, you do read all your emails. You read mine. So thank you very much.
You got it. What's going on?
Well, I'm an older techie terror, as my children like to call me. And music has always been my passion, piano. And with declining eyesight, you know, I was really scared that in my days of playing were pretty numbered. So anyway, I went and got the iPad Pro 12.9.
Nice.
And I just love it. So far, I've downloaded about 258 songs on it. And my question is, I play in a symphony, and when the conductor is giving us tidbits, notes, things we need to do, I find it was very difficult, you know, to take time to write it down. So, therefore, I want to get a Apple Pencil.
Sure.
But I'm not sure what to get. And the annotations, you know, I need to make quickly and not, you know, tie up the rehearsal, stuff like that.
Wait, that's where you go, like, hey, everybody, could you just wait a minute? I need to write that down.
Yeah, that's right.
They're like, okay, who hired Nancy and when can she go?
Okay. Let that old woman out the door, please.
Oh, well, first of all, we need to change that tune. We are not old. You are experienced, okay?
That's true.
All right.
That's true.
And you've got a lot of wisdom about you. I mean, think of everything that you know now that you didn't know when you were 20.
That's right. The only thing I would like back is my gorgeous blue eyes. You know, they're kind of disappearing on me, but you're absolutely right.
Well,
and it's because of declining eyesight, and I know other people, you know, have this issue, but it affected something that I truly love doing. So I wanted to take action and see, you know, what I could do.
Well, I'm really glad that you did that because, you know, with the iPad, I'm sure you know that there are all kinds of apps that can facilitate,
yeah,
you know, any type of anything that you want to see or do or record or make notes on. Now, when you look at the Apple Pencil, there's you actually have 3 options. Okay. One is the Apple Pencil one that since you just bought your iPad, you don't want to get that one. Okay. That one's the $99 one. The Apple Pencil 2 is the latest generation, okay? And that's about $130. So you're going to want to get the Apple Pencil 2 because that'll work with the latest iPads. Now, there is an option, you know, if that was too much money, is that Logitech has something called the Crayon, and it's $70. But
I'm sorry, what was it? Can you repeat that for me?
It's the Logitech Crayon. But you're not going to want to buy that one anyway because it's cheaper. It's $70, but the battery life is like 7 hours versus 12 hours, 8 hours versus somewhere in that range.
No, I need something with a strong battery life.
Yeah, exactly. Because then we don't want the rehearsal to stop because, you know, you raise your hand and say, I'm sorry, my pencil battery died. Okay. Because we don't need you to be that person in the symphony because that's when you get all those dirty looks again. So, but just keep in mind that one of the issues that you're going to have to do is train yourself to use that stylus, meaning that it doesn't exactly feel like a pencil. It doesn't feel like a pen. It doesn't give you that same sensation of you being able to feel that connection between the pencil and the paper. It's a different type of activity. It doesn't mean that you're not going to be able to do it. I'm sure you're going to be able to do it. But I just wanted to just, you know, so if you get there, if you get the pencil and you're like, oh, this feels kind of strange, it just takes some while getting used to. And like, for example, I've tried every app under the sun to keep me organized. I really have. I mean, okay, you name it. All right. And so
that's a little discouraging, Kim, to think you're having trouble staying organized.
It is. It's discouraging to me, too, because I'm like, I should be able to find something that helps me keep my life together. So I finally started just using this reminders app. But what I do is I carry around a notebook. Okay. And I have the days and I have everything that I want to do for that day, that week, that month. And I find that it really helps me to keep my mind compartmentalized. So I was reading, Nancy, about this thing called the Remarkable 2. And it's like supposed to be like a book that like a notebook that you can carry around. It doesn't connect to the internet and it allows you to take notes, but you can make changes on PDF files and you can edit PDF files just like with your handwriting and stuff like that. So I tried
it. What was the word you said after Remarkable?
It's the Remarkable word. It was the Remarkable 2. Okay. But the reason why I bring this up to you is that if for some reason, you know, if you buy the Apple Pencil at the Apple store, you don't like it, you can always bring it back. They're not going to give you a hassle with that. But if you find you don't like that sensation, is that one of the things that the Remarkable 2 does have is that it gives you the ability to actually feel, which is different, feel this electronic pencil on this electronic screen. And you can hear it, as a matter of fact. And it has an eraser. Now, I will tell you, this Remarkable tablet is expensive. The whole crapperoo between you get the Remarkable and the stylus and the leather case is about $700. So it's very expensive. So I, of course, wanted to send it back because I'm saying, like, this doesn't help me keep organized. Then Barry took a look at it. He's like, yeah, I can totally use this. So Barry really digs it. So if you're not liking the stylus on the iPad, just an idea, because you can always import your scores as a PDF and edit that way. Thank you so much for your call today. Stay right where you are. We have more fantastic phone calls coming right up. Hey, America's ready to get back to work, but to succeed, you need every advantage. Smart companies run on NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud business system. And here's what I want you to do. Schedule a free product tour at netsuite.com/Kim. That's netsuite.com/Kim. All right, a couple of things I want to pass along before we go back to all your phone calls. And then coming up in just a few minutes, you want to stay right where you are. We have our digital life hacks tip, and it's 5 new Google changes that you need to watch out for. Over at commando.com, a great story that we wrote that was about how you can get a copy of your or a loved one's military records. And, you know, May is Military Appreciation Month. And during the Korean War, my father served in the Army and then he later worked for United Airlines. But I have his military medals and it's so very special to me. And if you want to know about the service of a loved one, an amazing site offers so many resources about our country's heroes. The Veterans section of the National Archives website lets you request a family member's service records, and then you can use its web form to download and print all the necessary documents. And then even if your parents didn't serve in the military, you might want to take a look at the databases. You can find entire web pages dedicated to historical events, the Spanish flu, the Battle of Iwo Jima, and for more, head over to commando.com. And over at the website, there's a link that says Kim's Show, and that's where you'll find a direct link for that. And one other thing I want to pass along is that I'm sure that you have probably figured out that most podcasts are free. Wait, are they free? Things are changing. Over at Apple, they just announced a new service to offer subscriptions on Apple Podcasts for $20 a year for creators. Spotify has launched their own platform, giving creators a way to produce content for paid subscribers. So if you have a podcast, definitely something you want to check out. Now, what other names are following? NPR, that's right. They say they plan to launch a public radio podcast subscription service. And speaking of, you can listen to my national radio show as a podcast going back up to 3 months with a Commando Community membership. You can get 30 days free over at getkim.com. But we also have free podcasts. There's Kim Commando Explains. I did one about the 7 deadly sins of web page design and, oh, tax time, taxes in the pandemic, what you need to know about that. And then we also have Tech Refresh with me and Allie and Ben and Mike. And it's really just a fun, fun show you don't want to miss. You can find them all over at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, TunedIn, commando.com/podcast. But one of my favorite podcasts is hosted by 2 high school science teachers. They're not the most exciting pair, but they do have just a bit of chemistry. Bobby in Fort Smith, Arkansas. Hi there, Bobby.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you. Long-time listener, first-time caller. My 15-year-old daughter enjoys listening to your show, as do I, and especially enjoy what we affectionately refer to as your dad joke pun.
You're like, oh, no, did she just say that?
Absolutely.
So how can I help you?
Well, my wife and I own a business, a ladies' clothing boutique, and we also have an online store. Our POS system is through Shopify, and they also host our website. And we have recently discovered that another website domain has copied our website and has listed their website by adding the word shop in front of our website. And therefore, we believe that most, if not all, of our traffic is going to that website. And then we are also receiving multiple phone calls and emails daily of people wanting to know where their product is and why it hasn't been delivered and wanting refunds.
Yeah, that's now you sent me an email because I looked at when you sent me a note, I was just, I went down the rabbit hole for you, Bobby. I'm just letting you know. Okay.
Awesome. Yeah, we've been doing the same thing and haven't gotten very far.
Is that I especially like where your wife has the blog, and your wife's gorgeous, by the way. And she talks about this boutique that she had, and she was tired of the large scale retail stores. And then on the clone site, they had that same quote. I was like, really? I mean, even down to that. And then at the clone site, it looks like your site, even up to including if you have a support ticket that they email you. Okay.
That's correct. Yes.
Oh, geez. Let me tell you a couple of things now. Let me tell you what I've done. And then for everybody else who's listening, in case this ever happens, here are some steps that you need to take. Is that you want to find out who owns this domain, okay? And on the internet, you can do what's called an Whois search. And the Whois search will sometimes tell you the registrar's address, and sometimes it'll say that it's hidden. Sometimes you'll get a phone number, an email address, or whatever it is. But it's not worth you contacting the people who have cloned your site, because what are they going to do, right? I mean, we already know that they're scammers and thieves. So if you just email them and say, oh, by the way, I think you're stealing from me, do you think they're really going to help you? No, they're not. So what you have to do is you want to cut them off right at the knees, Bobby. You know what I mean? So
yes.
What we do there is that you find out who's hosting the website. And when you do that, because again, remember, I went down the rabbit hole for you. I found out that there's an ISP called DigitalOcean that is hosting this website. And I'm going to send you this contact information, so don't worry about writing it down. And what you do at that point is you go to DigitalOcean. They typically have an abuse department, and you explain the situation. This is your website. This is the cloned website. And take some screenshots showing what it looks like. You know how to do that, right? And you can also, in any browser, you can just do file save, and you can save that entire website if you wanted to. But I want you to get some legal proof, all right?
Okay.
And so one of the great things that you have on your website at the very bottom is a copyright notice. So these people are violating your copyright. So when you write to the abuse department, be sure that you explain to them that you have a copyright notice on the bottom. And I have never seen any hosting company say, oh, no, we're going to go in favor of the clone site. You know why? Because they don't want the legal hassle. They're just going to cut them off as soon as they take a look at it. Now, one of the things that you might want to take a look at to further ensure that this doesn't happen again is, I have to say this, Bobby, because they make me, I'm not a lawyer, I can't give you legal advice, but if you could trademark the name of your store, and what that means that if anybody ever uses that name anywhere on the internet, then you can go to a higher level, and that's the Internet Corporation of Assigned Names and Numbers. And that also will help if anybody in the future tries to clone what you're doing.
Okay, that's, we've found some of that information and didn't know how to proceed from there. And then we're also finding out, we're concerned about our search engine optimization, and that it appears that traffic is being redirected from our site to this clone site, and didn't know. Obviously, I think we can get this taken down now knowing to contact DigitalOcean, but would maybe even be considering, like you said, some legal action, because these people are actually stealing from us, our intellectual property, our website design, and so forth, along with stealing from the customers that think that they're buying our product or that company's product.
Yeah, the problem is that I don't want you to rack up a ton of legal fees, because as soon as you tell these people to go away, they will vanish. They will be gone. Some years ago, I got a call on the show. The guy calls me up. It was like the strangest thing. Calls me up and goes, you know, hi, Kim, love the show. I didn't realize that you had dark hair. And I'm like, oh, I don't. He's like, yeah, and you know, gosh, you know what? You know, there's a website and you have dark hair and, you know, and they're taking credit card numbers. I'm like, what? And he's like, yeah. And it looks kind of like a porno site. I'm like, what? Okay. And so from there, it was that somebody was using a spelling iteration of my name. But because I had the name trademarked, I was able to just get them out of business in a nanosecond. And so I think you're going to find that as soon as you file this abuse complaint, they will vaporize. They're going to go find somebody else. And eventually, your search engine optimization will come back, because there's not going to be this clone site with your name on it. So you've got some homework. You've got some steps to do. You know, I was talking to Jeremy about this in our studios here the other day, and he mentioned that there's a WordPress plugin that can prevent somebody from doing this in the future, but it does not work with Shopify that you mentioned. So just some things that you want to keep in mind in the future, you know, if, in case you ever actually ever build a new site, start doing some other different type of e-commerce. But if you need any help afterwards, Bobby, just give me a call. I'm totally here for you. All right, let's talk about your digital life hacks. And this week is brought to you by Angie. There's a lot of pride that comes from having your own home. It's where you entertain your family and friends. It's the biggest investment you're ever going to make. It's a place where you can make your own, but it can also be, you know this, having a house and a home. It's a lot of work. As someone who's currently selling one home and building another home, I know just how overwhelming it can be to figure out just how to get it all done. Well, let me tell you about my secret to getting home projects done the right way. It's Angie. Angie's on this mission to help you love your home by putting everything that you need to tackle projects just right in the palm of your hand. And when you download the Angie app, you can find a professional to fix an emergency leak in minutes. Paying for a renovation? Angie will match you with the best contractor for the job. You can even schedule seasonal jobs like an AC tune-up or routine maintenance like lawn care. So it's all on autopilot. Plus, this is terrific. You see clear upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects. You can even securely pay right through the app once the job is complete. Now, taking care of your home has never been this straightforward. Get Angie. Do it now while you're thinking about it. Your home for everything home. Download the Angie app today. Like all things in tech, Google is making a lot of changes that you may not be aware of. Like, for example, let's just start with cookies. Cookies is like a trail of everything that you do on the internet. Well, Google has announced recently it's going to ban certain type of tracking cookies, and they're calling it the Federated Learning of Cohorts. What? Yeah, Flock for short. It runs unnoticed in your background, and it groups you with people. And they say, so this way they can anonymously target you. If you don't want to be part of it, don't use Chrome. And if you can visit a special website to learn out if you're actually part of this trial. Second on our list is Google collects tons of data from Android devices, even when you're not using it. A recent study from Trinity College in Dublin showed that Google's operating system collects 20 times more data than Apple's. You can opt out of some of it, and we'll give you those links to do it. Now, what about Google Chrome? It still collects private data in incognito mode. We have more information about that and what you can do about it. Now, Google Maps, number four on our list, can lead to others. Whether you're going to a local restaurant, exploring a new city, Google Maps will track everything that you do, including your shopping habits, visited locations, and it keeps a map of it. And speaking of maps, there's a hidden map in Google Photos. Any photo that you take has geolocation data saved along with it. But if you're interested, and it's very telling, is to start looking at your photos on a map, and then you can start removing some of the things along the way. And this is a true story. I Googled Gary Oldman the other day about the movie Darkest Hour, and some pretty disturbing images came up. Then I realized that I left the R out. It was really kind of weird. To learn more about the five new Google changes that you need to watch out for and some changes that you need to make in your settings, look no further than the official homepage of The Kim Komando Show. That's KOMANDO.com. Hit the link that says Kim Show. There's a privacy bug on your phone. It's a simple fix. I'm going to tell you more about that. We have more of your phone calls still to come this hour of The Kim Komando Show. All right, here's the deal. Stop calling your kids every time you have a tech problem. For just a few bucks a month, you can call SolveIQ's tech experts as many times as you need. Visit SolveIQ.com/Kim. That's Solve, S-O-L-V-E, the letters IQ.com/Kim. Hey, listen, we have this terrific newsletter. And I put a tweet out about it. And then somebody wrote back and said, is it just a rehash of all the same content on your website? I'm like, absolutely not. This is all new content that you don't hear on the show. You don't see on the website. It's called thecurrentnewsletter.com, thecurrentnewsletter.com. We gave recently a Crypto 101 course about what you should be looking out for, the scams. We talked about some new malware that's targeting Androids and everybody on your contact list. And that's what The Current is. It is current. It only comes out twice a week. That's it, Tuesdays and Saturdays. And everything that you need to read is all inside the newsletter itself. And get this. No ads, no BS. It's just tech news and stuff that you need to know. And I want you to check it out. You can go to thecurrentnewsletter.com, and there we have some sample issues, so you can look at it, and then you'll see what I'm talking about. It's really a fabulous, fabulous newsletter. And again, that's thecurrentnewsletter.com. Frank in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona. Hi there, Frank.
Hello, Kim. Thank you for taking my question.
I've been
listening to you since the beginning, I think.
Yay, the beginning of time.
Beginning of time, maybe 20 years, I don't know.
Excellent. So how can I help you today, Frank?
Well, I've got a video of my 3-year-old granddaughter that I want to post on YouTube. Problem is, it's called The Naked Magician. So I need to know how to fuzz over the parts that I should fuzz over to make it acceptable to YouTube.
I'm on a Mac. I tell you, I wouldn't fuzz over as much as I would put something there. Like a square, a circle, whatever it may be. Because if you just blur it over, there's going to be some sicko who's going to do something else with it. Right?
Yeah.
So, and there are a lot of wackos on the internet. It's not that hard to do. You can, matter of fact, you can do it in QuickTime. And you mentioned you're on a Mac. And basically it just is going to happen in the markup area of QuickTime. Let me do this. Let me find some steps for you, and I'll actually write out the steps. And so this way, kind of, because it's hard for me to like sit on the radio and go, okay, so open QuickTime, open the file, Okay. And then since you've been listening to me for so long, Frank, you're going to know, like, oh, gosh, there goes the ratings. She's going to get canceled all because of me and my beautiful granddaughter. So, yeah, we definitely don't want to post it up for anybody to see. And, you know, as an option, you can always have her recreate the moment with some clothes on. But, you know, that's not always possible, especially with a very young child. So how about I give you the steps that you need on QuickTime, and I'll post them for everybody over in the Q&A forum, and then Frank will send them out to you directly. Stay right where you are. I have a warning about a phone setting that is a simple fix, but it's a privacy bug you need to know about here on the Kim Komando Show. Hey, I gotta tell you about Start Mail, free email services bank on exploiting your data by selling it to the highest bidder. Don't trust big tech. Go to startmail.com/Kim to get a 7-day free trial and 50% off your first year. That start with the letter T. Startmail.com/Kim. All right, like any devices, Apple has its issues. And if you're using Apple's AirDrop, pay attention, because university in Germany has discovered that hackers can find phone numbers and email addresses for nearby AirDrop users because there's a bug. Apple has set this AirDrop to contacts only by default, but it can be breached, and apparently this has been happening for a couple of years. Hit commando.com and the link for Kim's show. I'm going to tell you more about the steps that you need to take with your iOS devices so that this way you do not ever become a target. And you want to stay right where you are. We have another jam-packed, fun-filled hour of the show coming up you can't afford to miss here on the Westar Multimedia Network.